Welcome to National Liberty Alliance's weekly call. Today is Monday, March 9th, 2026. We broadcast live every Monday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're listening in on Rumble or YouTube and you would like to ask a question or make a comment, you can go to nationallibertyalliance.org and click on our weekly call for instructions to join us live by phone, app, or browser. If anybody would like to email a question, and by the way, we're going to be changing back to mail. I'm not sure whether we set that up yet or not. Questions. Wouldn't be sent, changing back to questions. But right now, we're still on mail, I'm pretty sure. I didn't set that other mailbox up yet. So for right now, if anybody has any questions, you can email your questions to mail, that's M-A-I-L, at nationallibertyalliance.org. Please support our business partners. You can find the banners on the right side of a website of which the proceeds go to support NLA's effort to save our republic, which is what we're going to be talking about tonight very specifically. Also, please support NLA by donating $5 a month or more. Please click on our donation tab on the top right side of our website. Okay, we're going to be reading tonight's scripture. We're going to be reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Read by Alexander Scorby.
Chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, Peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Okay, Terry, do you know if we have any questions tonight? I don't see Jan here.
No, I have no idea. I haven't seen any. I don't think we're getting the questions yet.
Okay. I know I saw some come through the week, but, I didn't read through them. And we'll see if Jan comes in, see if he's got any. Just real quick before we move on to some programming tonight, and maybe when Jan gets in, maybe he knows and he can read them. But we've been having a lot of problems with our email. It's been going on since at least February 15th. Is February? Let me think about that. Yeah, February. And as a matter of fact, I spoke with our technicians from Barton concerning some of the problem. I was misunderstanding how things work on our website concerning particularly, receiving emails for new members coming in so that we can approve them. And it turns out that the other service that we're using, they control that too. Every email that goes off of through Drupal goes to that other service, which is SendGrid, and then that goes out from there to wherever it's supposed to go. You know, it's got all the mass emailing, we pay for that, and so on. But it hasn't been working for almost a month now, and that's really been a problem for us because we can't get any real messages out to the people. I've been wanting to put messages out. I put two major messages out in the past month, and they never got through, and I got another major thing we want to work on, which is what we'll talk about tonight. But I did find a new service, just so you know, Terry, trying to think of her name over Taylor. Taylor said that her birthday's tomorrow, so she's not going to be at work. But Wednesday when she comes back, and I'm going to go look at the service tomorrow, it looks like it's better pricing, too. And they said if I get, if we sign up and get the information of access to them, they'll set everything up for us so we don't have to worry about anything. We'll get our email back again. So I'm going to cancel out the other services. We haven't had our Monday message going out. Usually it goes out on Sunday. And again, I haven't been able to send anything out. I haven't been. Have you been receiving anything at all, Terry?
Yeah, to my regular mail, and we finally got the Terry at NLA and Jan at NLA working today. Jan's
okay.
He's getting stuff that goes direct. Are you killing the one that we have right now? Because
I'm done with them. I've been complaining to those people for weeks.
We've got to change the DNS then.
Well, Taylor said she'll take care of all that.
Okay.
All I have to do is get to them the password, because we don't know what we're doing on that, really. I mean, it's all new hat to us, and even with that, we still don't know if things are working and if we're doing things correctly. So, we'll let them do it. They're not going to charge us for it, so we'll let them do it. So that'll bring us back to that. You know, just for everyone else to know, we survive on donations. I hate asking for money. I've been asking for money for quite some time now because of projects we want to get going. Also, we need to upgrade our website because we are in a very, very shaky situation here. We are so far behind on things, we could go down. We constantly are looking for to potentially hit critical mass. I keep talking to people on how we can do that, which requires your participation, anybody who's listening in here live or on YouTube or Rumble, your participation is necessary to hit critical mass, to get the word out to what we're doing. Follow us up on X. Follow us on YouTube. And we put other videos up on YouTube other than what we're doing tonight. You know, we have a Monday night program, which, of course, this goes up every... usually at Monday night, and we have the Wednesday night Bible study that goes up every Wednesday, and then I put other videos from time to time up there, and usually I'll send a message out to the membership letting them know that a video had gone up. I'm working on a video now. I've been too busy to really get it going and get it done with. Actually, I'm still writing the necessary work to get that video going. And it's going to be on the discussion that I'm going to be talking about in a minute. And, You know that particular video that, and again, we're going to talk a little bit about it tonight. I was kind of hoping to have had it done to be able to play that. I'm kind of thinking maybe I can keep it down to 20 minutes. I really don't know that I can do that or not, but that's what I'm going to try to do, keep it short with a little bit of an introduction concerning what we're doing here. And I'm going to post that as on its own up on both Rumble and on YouTube. And we will play it next Monday, unless something, more problems or more situations come up that prevent me from doing that and getting that together. But I don't foresee that at the moment. Well, some of our problems that I've been spending a lot of time on, and others have too, have just been consuming so much, and it's really kind of silly to some degree. All right, anyway. Let me get back to the website. In order to bring this website back up to where it really belongs, it's going to be somewhere between $5,000 and $8,000, maybe even $10,000. I'm going to try to get a solid number from the people who take care of our Drupal site, and that may take a little time to get that kind of money up. We're asking people to hopefully donate to get that done. If anybody donates, you go to your donate button up here on the right side, top right side of the website, and when you donate for that particular cause, put a note in there, that you're given a one-time donation in order to help get the website up. And I'll try to give a report every Monday on how much money that we've gotten, you know, at that point in time. If anybody has any ideas on how to get some, some traction to this, I know there was we talked a little bit about this last week. There is a site out there where you can put in like a 2-3-4 minute clip and ask people for money. GoFundMe, that's what it is. GoFundMe. I did that before. We did get some monies from a membership. We did accomplish the goal, or at least we weren't looking for a lot of money, but I believe if I recall, we're looking to actually get the website up and going. We're on a very simple website, I think, at that time. But most of the people that gave and helped were people that were following us and coming to our meetings and so on, and we weren't even on YouTube. Well, actually, we were on YouTube, but our YouTube kept being shut down, and we weren't on Rumble at that point, because we had put a lot of controversial stuff up there. But in any event, we did get some money. But we didn't get many people who were kind of just coming in, off of the Internet. We don't know how, at least I don't know how, to really kind of get that word out to people to try to get the traction going on a GoFundMe page. Anybody who has got a background in that or knows how that works and maybe might want to help us, and again, I'll put something together, and hopefully people who, again, have some experience in that can give us some info and maybe changes that we might want to make in whatever short video we want to put together. And, of course, the focus is going to be trying to save the Republic. You know, we've been making that mention every Monday night for many, many years now. The purpose of National Liberty Alliance is to educate people, provide a place for people to come to communicate and learn, to become educated, to assist them in creating committees of safety, and learning how to save the Republic. One of the major projects that we need to do, we've been working on this for, I think since the end of 2013, maybe the beginning of 2014, maybe a little later than that, I don't remember. But anyway, we started to get a lot of cases, helping people on different cases, particularly non-judicial foreclosures and habeas corpuses and things of that nature. And the purpose of that whole thing was twofold. One, to help to assist the people in maybe saving their homes or getting people out of jail or even just getting people out of court because they don't belong there through habeas corpus. Of course, we also knew we were up against evil because that's what exists in our federal courts. And our entire court system is just nothing but pure evil, just pure evil. And it's amazing that these judges are able to go home and go to sleep at night. Totally amazes me. I don't know how they do it. But because that's how evil it is. And anybody that's not in the courts, they don't really realize how serious this is. You don't have a constitution in any of our courts in America. It doesn't exist no more. You don't have a Bill of Rights. Forget natural law, doesn't exist. You don't have it. The law of the land is extinct. It's not there. But our whole focus was to correct that problem over time. We've been building a case, showing the fact that this is a conspiracy, and we've also did an indictment on the entire federal judiciary. Everything goes ignored because they just don't care. They're evil. They're in control, and they figure they're going to get away with it, I guess. But I think the times, they are changing. We've been trying to educate Trump for quite some time on certain things that we think he was ignorant in. He may not have been ignorant. It just may not have been time for him to talk about it. But I have been hearing a few things here or there over the past months. His vice president, he had mentioned a few things, and some others in his administration. And most recently, Trump was pretty angry about the Supreme Court and the problems with these judges, and he expressed that recently. I should go look that clip up. Maybe I'll play it next week. I wouldn't play the whole thing. It may be about a 3-minute, 4-minute clip. I mean, he just kept going on this problem with the judges. So he knows that there's a problem. Whether we educated him, or he was already educated, or maybe we helped to reinforce or to assist, because we gave him a lot of information. Research, founding fathers, statements, Supreme Court rulings, especially early on, things out of the debates, the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist papers, and many things. So I think that, and we also sent everyone in his administration a copy of the book, Government by Consent, which covers pretty much most of what we teach here. There's always something new, but of course, from time to time, corrections. There's a few things in the book I'd like to make some corrections on, and if I should find the time soon, maybe that I'll spend some time doing that. But I don't think there's anything really major, but some things that bother me that I could have said better, or whatever the case may be. But what we need to do, we've come to that point in time that we need to get and file on the United States Supreme Court. Now, we've sent them two presentments. They've sent those presentments back. There's a doorkeeper there, and just not getting through. We did send one of our presentments, we also sent it individually to each of the Supreme Court justices, through other addresses. A couple of them, doorkeepers, sent those back, and the others, we didn't hear anything back, so maybe they got it. We don't know. And I want to do everything really through the process of using the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury, because that's the voice of the people. We spent a lot of time working on that. We spent a lot of time building that. We spent a lot of time making a plan on what our anticipation was as far as, doing all these cases, which become evidence. The fact that every case we filed on behalf, or papers that we filed on behalf of individuals who are suffering it by the hands of the court, these judges, these rogue, evil judges, they're all bar judges to begin with. They're the minions of the New World Order, whether they know it or not. I think on the federal level, they absolutely do know it. They're highly educated. The state level, maybe not so much. Maybe some do, some don't. Most lawyers have no clue that they're being used. They're just useful idiots, but they're so intelligent. They think they got it all figured out. They think we're under Roman law. They truly believe that. They think that common law is trial court decisions. They truly believe that. They have no clue the damage that had been done by the Rules Enabling Act, which totally abrogated the common law in America, which is truly the natural law. And that's what we're up against fighting. But I think it's at a point in time that if we can get it before the Supreme Court, work it up our way to the Supreme Court, which actually the cases that I'm thinking, which we're going to talk a little about in a few minutes, the type of cases I'm thinking of bringing up there are the major problems that we have. Problems that once it's out there, if we can get any exposure by media, podcasters, people, out on X, you know, get the exposure, send copies to all of the people in Trump's administration, get copies to certain individuals in the Senate and in the legislature and the representatives. If we can get that out there, it may be that they might not be able to ignore it. If they were honest and truly who they claim to be, on the United States Supreme Court, these would be cases they would definitely want to hear. But unfortunately, I believe there are cases that they definitely don't want to hear. But only the stress of really getting the word out to others, forcing them to face it. They know that that times are changing. They know that Trump is working on peace around the world. He's working on the shield of America, which really gets to the Monroe Doctrine, and really steps up to work together with South America, North America, including Canada. Eventually, they'll come back on board, I'm sure, once they get rid of their evil leadership that they have, right up in through Greenland, and then when we also include Cuba. You know, we're in the Western Hemisphere. And the Western Hemisphere is the place of the birth of true liberty, because of our founding fathers, the 13 original states, which became now the 50, and hopefully soon to be 50 plus. So times are changing. All of this, havoc we're seeing around the world that Trump seems to be creating, and he's not really creating, he's just getting rid of the deep state around the world. He's destroying their strongholds. People need to understand that. That is the primary reason why we are in and doing what we're doing down in South America, in Greenland, in Canada, Iran, the entire Middle East, Cuba. All of this, okay, is really shutting them down. Things are leaking out. Information is leaking out. I do believe the day is coming when you're going to see a lot of, it'll probably be towards the end of the game, but you're going to see a lot of news media people being arrested for treason, and because they are purposely trying to destroy the work of Trump and the MAGA movement. And of course, a lot of people, I mean, we're looking at many, many thousands, maybe 100,000s. I don't know. It's huge. I know that. New York is totally corrupt. California is totally corrupt. We know that. Okay, Michigan is totally corrupt. Ohio, Pennsylvania. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And so these people are going to be arrested and tried for treason. And some of these people are going to hang. I do believe we're going to have some presidents, ex-presidents, that's going to hang. I truly believe that. At least go to jail anyway. Maybe for mercy's sake, maybe for others' sake. Maybe those will be the only things. Maybe no one will hang, but I don't believe that. Look at the damage that these people have done is so huge. The havoc that they caused out in the Middle East, I mean, they're the ones that have kept this thing going. They're the ones that got this problem going on with Russia. They're the ones that are trying to entice war with China. I mean, it just doesn't stop. And Trump, it's unbelievable how well he's able to keep and take control of these problems and keep them at bay as he's destroying them. And, even what they've done with the economy, with taxed everywhere you turn. And they take that money to give it to the Somalis or people of the same, and just all this wasteful things, just destroying us economically. They destroyed us, even our manufacturing. They've been destroying that for 40, 50 years. They destroyed our law. They've destroyed our representatives, both houses. It just total destruction. And, you know, so and there are some people out there that kind of going up against Trump that you would think were MAGA people, people who understood. And what I'm seeing, and I'm thinking some of these people, they just don't know the plan. You know, the people who have been listening to Q, we know the plan. We understood everything that's happening. Is no surprise to me at all. None. Zero. Because the plan was laid out. But they're looking at the world from the old view and not the Trump view, not the new view, not the view that's going to take this whole process back away from these SOBs and give it back to the people. And that's what he's doing. And again, it's not just in America, you know, not just in the United States, shall I say, but in all of the Americas, you know, to the entire Western Hemisphere, which, you know, has housed liberty and the Christian religion, which gave us everything we have. You know, anybody who listened to tonight's Bible reading, you know, sees what Christ is all about. You know, he teaches love. He teaches that we're to honor each other and lift each other up. And, you know, anybody outside of Christianity, they don't receive that, you know. And so, you know, Americans are the most compassionate people on earth. They used to be the most giving. They don't have the money to give anymore, unfortunately, but I think once that gets fixed, that's going to be taken care of. I did a video on money. If you haven't seen it, you should go out to our YouTube channel and look at our, you know, the plan to save. I forget what we named it, but you'll see it really talks about the dollar. And it talks about the value of the dollar is only worth 2/5 of a penny. Just think about that. 2/5 of a penny is the worth of a dollar. Okay? And we lay that out quite clearly. Look what things cost back in the turn of the century, coming into the 20th century, what things cost, a loaf of bread and you know, coffee or sugar and flour, gas, you know, all those things, how inexpensive it was and how valuable a dollar was. And you know, in this thing we lay out on how the it just degraded through inflation. You know, the candy bar that you pay $2.50 for, when I was a kid, the candy bar was 1.5 to 2 times that size, and we paid a nickel. You know, and at that point there was still inflation. I was growing up in the 50s and the 60s, and in that point we were still inflation. I remember maybe when I was 17 or something like that, an ounce of gold at that time was going, I think, for about $300 an ounce. And so, you know, even with that, you know, kind of a thing, because the ounce of gold should be $20. That's the true price of an ounce of gold. Had been that way since the creation of the United States, all the way up until the Federal Reserve came to play, which was supposed to be our savior. And they brought in inflation and destruction and taxes and so on and so forth. All right, but let me move on to the purpose of tonight's meeting, what we're really trying to get to. We need to bring certain cases before the United States Supreme Court. And the only way we're not going to be able to get there through the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury. It's just, there's no way we're going to be able to do it, because they're not going to even receive that through the process of going through the appeals and then eventually to the United States Supreme Court. So we're going to have to do it personally. Personal names, and we need as much support as we can for this. Anybody who can assist us, they need to go to our donation tab, top right side of the website, right here, and they need to give us whatever you can, you know, to make this thing work. And we're going to talk about what kind of monies it's going to cost and what it would cost if lawyers actually did it. And then with that in mind, you'll see the true corruption just looking at these numbers, how corrupt this whole system is. I mean, the fact that they have the gall, the gall to charge us money to go into our courts that we paid for. We pay their salaries. We pay for the buildings. We pay for all of the people that work in those courts. We pay for, you know, their computers, the electricity that runs in their building. We pay for everything. And then they turn around and charge us money to go in to use our courts that they claim is their courts. My court. I've heard judges say that. My court. I heard that so many times, I'm sick to my stomach on it. It's not their courts. They're the servants. They're not the masters. But the people, you know, they've come and they've bent the knee to them, and maybe they are our masters, you know? So it's time to turn that around. The first and most important case to get before the United States Supreme Court is the denial of due process due to the Rules Enabling Act. That's the biggest thing. That is the foundation of what we need to really work on, because it's the foundation of who we are as a people. And we no longer have the law of the land. It does not exist. It's the law of these subverts. It's the law of these tyrants. That's the law we have. You have civil law. I was reading and doing some researching this past week in the Federalist Papers, and seeing about civil law and chancery courts and what was going on in New York, Pennsylvania particularly, those two states particularly came up. I know there was another, I think maybe Ohio, I don't remember. Oh, no, I think it was, well, maybe Jersey, too. I don't remember. But they were talking about, you know, the conversation was getting to the point of the law of the land, which the foundation had already been laid out in the Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature and of nature's God. That's the law of the land. Which is also it was also to do all the enforcement and the requirements of equity also being part of that laws of nature and nature's God, and that was through the rules of the court, which was the rules of common law, which they decided without power, without authority, to discard it into the dustbins of history. And the people didn't even realize it. All these people that are so smart going to law school, they have no clue whatsoever. Every once in a while, someone wakes up. I've met a couple of them over the years. But I literally mean a couple, less than what I can count on my hands. One hand. And so, anyway, that's what we need to focus in on. So let's talk a little bit about that. I put together, again, people. We need people to donate. We need people to help us to figure out how to raise money. So if anybody knows how to do that, because that's nothing I've ever studied, I don't have any clue on that. And, you know, I'm sure it takes some time to put those things together and figure it out. I can put together videos and you know, different things necessary. But how to couch different things and how to put it out there, you know, we need help on that. You know, how to get it out to the people. We need help with that. Okay, we just don't know how to do it. But also people. Now, we've got a lot of people who we've done cases for. And people who have cases, and they come to this room on Monday nights and they talk about their cases. Well, then you people need to support this, okay? You need to do an affidavit concerning your case, and I'm going to put it in anybody who's going to do an affidavit and attach it to the case, which will help to lift them up and impress their case a little later on when we're successful. I do think we can become successful because the jig is up. The judges are starting to realize this. Judges is making statements and about the Supreme Court judges and all federal judges particularly, but he's made some really big remarks about Supreme Court justices. They need to go, you know. They should have been thrown out of office for bad behavior a long, long time ago. And I can hear it in Trump's language. He knows. So the time is right for this. And I think if we get, we will copy our case from the beginning all the way through to get up to the Supreme Court, to the administration, and key individuals in the Senate and Congress. We will copy them and ask, and we'll put a letter on top of that, you know, asking for their support to help push and press this across, because it's the law of the land. We don't have law no more. It's gone. It doesn't exist. It's gone. People need to wake up. Anybody who's not in the courts, they don't realize how bad it is. Only the people going into the courts understand. And depending on how hard you're pushing, and if you're going up against the status quo, those people really understand. You know, the things that they do to a lot of patriots, and they try to do it, okay? You know, diesel therapy. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's not something that you'd want to be stuck into, you know? They do a lot of things. I'm trying to think of the name of the, it wasn't the Hammonds, the people who were sticking up for the Hammonds, and they were fighting out there in Oregon, and when they killed, what was his name, Lavoie Finicken?
The Bundys.
The Bundys, thank you, the Bundys. Well, one of the Bundys was chained on the floor, unable to reach the toilet. I'm not sure whether he was able to reach anything, like they give him some kind of... I know they deprived him in coal cells with not having blankets, and giving him cold showers. I mean, who the heck are these people? How do we put up with this stuff? People need to wake up and see what's really going on, okay? And they put them into solitary confinement. Solitary confinement works on your brain, let me tell you, pretty bad, pretty hard. These are cruel and unusual punishments. And these judges that permit this, and these you know, people in the prison system that permit this, we need to find them all out, and they need to really spend a long time in jail. I'm big on hanging, but I'm not the jury of those things. So the destruction, the evil, the pain, the suffering, destruction of families, economically, and emotionally, physically, it goes on and on and on. I do believe they do more evil and more destruction and more pain and suffering to the people of these United States than what we see goes on in the Middle East. All right, so I put together an affidavit layout form for anybody that wants to attach their case or cases to our paperwork. And I'm going to ask for anybody who wants to attach their case to send $100 with the affidavit, which we're going to talk a little bit about tonight. That needs to be mailed, and you could mail it to, if you go up to the donations, go up for donations, let me click on that. You could mail to National Liberty Alliance, 3979 Albany Post Road, Suite 107, Hyde Park, New York, 12538. So you can mail your affidavit there with your $100 check or money order, and I will give an account every week as we go forward. Once I get enough to just do the first filing, we're just going to go right ahead to do the first filing. I want to do about five filings altogether, of those five filings, it's the most important cases from my perspective. There may be a thing or two I might have missed, and I'm sure someone will bring it up if they see it, or I'll find it eventually and I'll realize it. I just kind of threw this together, you know, actually today, really. I've been thinking about it for a while, but just threw it together today. The first case, which we're going to look or talk about in a minute, again, is the Rules Enabling Act, the denial of due process, which ultimately violates the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and even the 8th Amendment. Almost the entire Bill of Rights. half of it anyway. Just that one thing that they did. They threw out the writs of the sovereign. The sovereigns can't put a writ in the court. I've put a lot of writs of errors, and they just went ignored. They just don't ignore the writ of errors. Totally ignore it. Until my last case that I was working on, the judge flatly out said, "Hey, that's been done away with. You don't have that no more. We've done away with that by rule." And I'll be pulling that rule out. I'm not going to talk about that rule tonight, but we'll be talking about that rule in the future.
Hey, John, quick note for you.
Yeah.
Before I forget, I've been meaning to tell you this. So I study Spanish, and I have for years. I should be farther along than I am, but I listen to Spanish radio. It's called La Raza here in Atlanta. There's another one. I forget what it's called, this reggaeton station, but it's kind of vulgar. And I don't know that much Spanish, but I can tell that it's vulgar music. So I don't like that one. But the other one's called La Raza, which, by the way, I've heard of La Raza before, and it's not a good thing. It's them calling themselves the race as if they're superior. But it's a fun station, and I learn a lot of Spanish. But I don't really know what they're saying, but they have abogados or advocates or attorney commercials. And I noticed recently, and again, I don't really know what they're saying, but dig this. They're now using habeas corpus to get illegals out of legal jams. So I thought you might find that interesting.
Because we don't have habeas corpus no more. The Follies have it, and I'm sure others, as you're saying, but yeah, we don't have it anymore.
This is what I'm saying. They're using it. I'm really tempted to call up one of the attorney's offices and just kind of feel it out and see what they're talking about, see what's really going on. But the most I can get from the Spanish language that they're speaking in is that they are offering it up as a legitimate recourse, a legal action to get illegals out of legal trouble when they find it here. And the attorneys are making money off of it. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know, we don't have access to it anymore, but they're giving it to illegals, and I yield.
And anything you find out on it, let me know. But yeah, these judges that are just, totally off their rocker, they'll pursue that. They'll give it to them. They won't give it to us. But I do believe that's going to be short-lived, I think. Because first of all, if they're talking about illegals or even people who fraudulently came into this country by lying, those people won't get the habeas corpus. They'll just be sent back. But it will work for a while. I can see that it'll work for a while. Evil really grows and gets a lot of things done, but eventually it will be found out and eventually it will be snuffed out. I think with the movement that's going on right now, making peace around the world and making changes and taking out the deep state around the world, all of their strongholds, and a lot of nations have signed on with Trump to do this. Europe seems to be the biggest problem. Britain is one of the biggest problems. But look at, you know what? Britain has always been an enemy. People just don't know it, okay? The revolution never ended. The king never gave it up. Never, okay? Who do you think sent all these, swarms and swarms of bar attorneys? Who do you think set it up to turn to those bar attorneys that were English bar attorneys or British bar attorneys to eventually create the American Bar Association? Who do you think got all of these courts in the states early on, turning them to chancery courts, which is under civil law? I mean, it's just totally, totally, they just make everything up there, and do whatever they want, okay? They've already destroyed their own courts, and they've destroyed the American courts. It took them a long time to really get to that point. They worked to try to get rid of the grand jury. They tried to get rid of this, and they're still working on getting rid of the grand jury. People still go to jail without being indicted. That's unlawful. That's a violation of your unalienable right. We're going to talk a little bit about that particular right tonight, I think. But anyway, these people, they're just evil. I don't know what else to say about them. Okay, so let's get back to what I want to really cover here. Anybody who wants to attach their case, they'll have to follow the process we're going to lay out for an affidavit. It's pretty simple. And we're going to require that they give $100 to bring their case on. And the purpose, of course, is to pay the cost to go to the United States Supreme Court. It's going to cost money. I haven't got the money, but it's going to cost money. And there are five cases. You know, we may combine a couple of things in some of these five cases. Because at some point, but I'd like to file them 1 week after another, literally a week apart, because I want them to come in like a bomb, 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 hit it five times in a row. Now, to file the first one, you know, it's not going to take a lot of money, you know, the filing and stuff. So as long as we get enough money to file the first one, which might be something like $500, $600, something like that. Let's say $600-$700 at the most, you know, the filing cost, the papers, and serving everything, getting all the mailing out and all that stuff. Let's say $500-$600. Beyond that, then there's the appellate process, and then they charge you money. And each step of the way, you know, it's $405 to file a federal case, and I think it's something like, which we're going to look at tonight anyway, but I think it's something like $600 to move into the appellate, or maybe it's the getting up to the Supreme Court, trying to file into that might be $600. But then there's another one. So there's three times we have to pay to move through the courts to get it up to the Supreme Court. I think the case will move quickly, and I'm going to push the judge to move it quickly, because I'm going to let the judge know straight out, you can't make the decision on this case, because it's beyond their ability. And the same thing in the appellate court. They can't make the decision in this case. The only one that can make the decision in this case is the United States Supreme Court, and they have taken on way too much power, way, way too much power. But they're the only ones that can make decisions on the cases that we're going to be talking about. So let me take a quick look. I think I left the paper open on this. I hope I did. Yeah. Okay, first of all, let's look at this. An attorney fee, people need to understand what it costs to get into the Supreme Court, okay, and what the actual cost is going to be for us to do at the Supreme Court. Attorney fee for challenging, this I got through Grok, okay. Attorney fees for challenging an unconstitutional law through the federal courts up to the Supreme Court vary enormously, based on factors like case complexity, location, attorney experience. Estimates from legal analysis and reported cases suggest total private attorney fees often range from $400,000 to over $1 million. And Trump mentioned that recently about costing $1 million to get to the Supreme Court. Okay? So that's what it's going to cost to go hire one of these minions of the New World Order who will never truly represent you correctly. They owe their allegiance to the system, and you will never get there. You will never, ever get there. If you can even find a lawyer that would even take the cases that we're going to talk about. So these are high-profile constitutional cases, example, free speech, equal protection challenges, and it frequently exceeds 1 million. So they're talking Bill of Rights. They're talking our unalienable rights. These are the type of cases. Now, for us to do this, for each case, it's $5,000 in court fees, mailing copies, and traveling expenses to Washington, D.C. And that might be a little higher because there might be another person going with me to make the argument. If we can get before the Supreme Court, I'll go to make that argument. And there's another person who might go with me who has some knowledge in this. And, we can really prepare for this to bring our case, articulating it before the Supreme Court. So think about that. We could, now, of course, I'm not getting a salary. And any extra leftover money that comes from this $5,000, if there's anything, will go into NLA. If we don't succeed and any money came in, it's going to go to NLA. So that, I need to say that beforehand. But the, what's going to make us fail, okay, is basically one thing. People aren't interested in these cases, aren't interested in saving the Republic, because that's exactly what we're all about. We say it every single night, okay? Every time we come in, we talk about the fact that we're here to say, please support, let me read what we always say, please support our business partners. You can find their banners on the right side of our website, of which the proceeds go to support NLA's effort to save our Republic. This is what we're talking about. We're always talking about that. You know, last week things got a little out of hand and we stayed way too long, and I should have cut it off a lot earlier than that, and I'm not going to go through that again. I've already said what I said. This is what we're doing. We're not doing what other people want us to do. We're doing what has to be done to save this nation. And what is that that has to be done? People need to get educated. They need to understand and know how to have government by consent, because they don't know how. They have no clue. Look, at, I speak to myself first, because I had no clue either until I did my research. And now I try to share it with people. That's the purpose of writing the book, Government by Consent. That's the purpose of our website. And government by consent is getting involved in your community on the grassroots level, forming committees of safety and taking control of these SOBs that are destroying our children, our the education, destroying our whole world. They're destroying the United States. They've destroyed our core. I don't want to go through it again. They've destroyed everything, okay? But only the people can fix this problem. And you have to be reasonably educated. You know, again, go buy the book, Government by Consent. Goodness, we made it as cheap as possible. We only make a couple of bucks a book, my goodness. You go get the book. And it pretty much has everything you need to know on how to have government by consent. We created a website for that purpose. We created an educational process. You know, you go get educated at National Liberty Alliance. You just have to go up, education starts here, click on that, follow the breadcrumb trails. Okay, we give all the courses. I'm working on another book. I haven't been able to put real time into it, but I'm going to press it hard, because I might teach a constitutional course in one of the colleges up here. By doing that, I want to put my own book together for the sole purpose of teaching that course. So I'm going to put a sort of a textbook together, and I'll put it up on Amazon when I get it done, on the Constitution. And the Constitution begins, the knowledge of the Constitution begins is what is the law. That's what it's all about. We're a natural law republic. There's not an inkling, our founding fathers said, not an inkling of democracy in our government. You won't find that word in our Constitution. And there was nothing good that they had to say about a democracy. And that's why the minions created the Democrat Party. The first party they created was the Federalists. And the Federalists morphed into the Democrat Party in the early 19th century. And their whole purpose was to put into the mind of the people that we are a democracy and to destroy this republic. And they succeeded. And people aren't even aware of it. And that's the sad thing, because they didn't teach us in school. Why would they teach the slaves how to become free? Why would they do that? They're not going to do that. They'll demoralize our children. They tried to demoralize us. Thank God I came up at a time when there were still morals in the schools. We said the Pledge of Allegiance every day in the school, every single day. We went to church on Sundays. Every Sunday we went to church. We were all, you know, I was around Christians everywhere you look. I mean, we were Jews too, and, you know, they got the same God we have. They believe in the God of the Bible, Jehovah. That's our God, Jehovah. You know, the name Jehovah means self-existing. But, you know, again, things were so different back then. You know, those who are born in the 50s and the 60s and maybe even the 70s, I don't know. You know, it's a whole different world. The computer destroyed the world, really. You know, on the one hand, it made things great and easy, but on the other hand, it was totally destructive. And it gets worse and worse. Okay, so education starts here. We have the start of Committee of Safety start here. Click the button, follow the breadcrumb trail, and you get all the information, handbooks and everything, download everything for free. How to get a Committee of Safety going, how to form it, how to structure it, all the paperwork to put together, how to approach the sheriff, how to deal with the school boards and other town boards and other political boards within your county, how to take back your schools. We cover the whole thing. We cover all of it, every single bit of it. We train the people how to do it. But people need to do it. You need to get out there and do it. But so this is what we're about. This is our purpose. We'll help people on, look, we will help people on a court case. We'll give them advice and thoughts. But I'll tell you what, they have to have some information in their brain, a framework to be able to take the information I give them and stick it somewhere and try to make it work. And the only way you're going to do that is by taking the course, you know, court access and the common law. Every single person should always take, that's the most important course anyone could take, because it teaches you due process, how the court system works, how it's structured. I also wrote a book. We didn't cover too much. We did cover stuff on the federal courts, but you know, the federal courts and the state courts, you know, to some degree, there's a lot of, the operations is pretty much the same. But I did write a book, which I put up. You can find it under the Welcome tab here, the books by John Durash. Okay, if you go there, you'll find a book on understanding the federal courts. Okay, right here. And so people are in the federal courts, they should understand the structure. It's mostly about the structure. I might add on to that book more specific things, but it's mostly, you know, the court access and the common law court covers due process, how things work, you know, how to do the paperwork and the forms and all the things necessary to file the papers and move your case along and go through the other process of appeals and collections if you're suing somebody and so on and so forth. So it covers a lot of things. As a matter of fact, our course is a 90-hour course. And if you went to college to get a course on the court access part of the process, it's a four credits. Each credit runs, they charge, I think, $2,600 a credit, roughly, okay? So you're looking at, about $12,000 to $13,000 to take a 60-hour course that we teach, which is a 90-hour course, and we teach the common law in that course, and we only charge $125 for that. That $125 goes to support National Liberty Alliance, by the way. So, look at, money makes the world go around. I'm not rich. I can't afford to maintain things anymore. For quite some time now, I haven't been able to. I depend on the donations that come in to support National Liberty Alliance, and certainly you have to have donations to do the projects that we need to do. We can't afford to not do these projects. We have to get into the Supreme Court. So let's talk a little more about that now. Let me see where this is at. Okay, yeah, this is it, the paper. Okay, so $5,000 for each case we file in the federal courts, looking to bring it up to the Supreme Court, back to back to back to back to back, okay, and filing it also, filing copies on to, you know, again, the Trump administration and certain individuals in the legislature. Okay, the first case is the abrogation of the law, natural law, of the natural law. Well, actually, should have put a comma there anyway. Maybe I would have said it better. Abrogation of the law, that would be the natural law via Rules Enabling Act. Okay, the original Amendment 13, we might tie that in with this case. Okay, common law writs. As a matter of fact, common law writs we definitely have to tie in because it's in the rules, okay? Fully informed grand and petit juries, okay? And also orientation by the people of those juries. Judicial comity versus common law and faithful performance. What a lie that whole thing is to begin with, faithful performance. I mean, they wrote that as if there was such a, you know, pious, just individuals. But that's what Satan does, you know. Okay, so anyway, that's the first focus, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to probably work into this, the original Amendment 13. I might withdraw that one and put it somewhere else. I'm not sure yet. I got to think that out some more. The second thing I want to move forward is prayer in school and the Bible that they removed. We need to bring it back. Okay, nothing wrong with learning about the king of our court, because if many people deny who the king of the court is, the king of our court is God, the creator of this universe. The God that said, I am the Lord thy God, and beside me there is none other. I know of none other. That's what God said on at least three occasions that I found, probably more than that, but at least three places in the Bible, he brought that up and made it clear. I am the Lord thy God. Beside me there is no other. There is no Savior. I am it. I created all things. I spoke these things into being. That's the God that we rely on. That's the God that gives us liberty. That's the creator of all things. And if we don't acknowledge that God, he was in the world, 1 John, he was in the world, and the world was created by him, and the world knew him not. Okay? That's the God our founding fathers built our nation upon. And that's why we had liberty. We still have so much of it. It's just being suppressed and beaten down. We still have all of that. We have the right heart. You know, you take the people, the Somalis are probably the best people to take. I mean, they're so corrupt, it's pathetic, and there's no repentance to that or anything. These people will take your head off with their laws and stuff. No compassion, no empathy, no concern from who you are. They want their courts here. They want to destroy this nation. They want to do it. They want the whole world to be this way. Okay? People better wake up and we better start doing something. We need to save America, to save this republic. Okay, so anyway, it's $5,000 for each one of these. The third one is Amendment 2, the right to keep and bear arms. No, we got to get down to the bare tacks of this thing. You know, I got a weapon, leave me alone. I get stopped by a cop, do you have any weapons in your car? None of your freaking business. That's where we need to be. No magazine requirements, you know, so many bullets, automatic. No. We have the right to bear arms, period, end of subject. I don't need to, you know, I can appreciate the requirement of doing a background check. I could live with that. But you know what? In today's world, you tell me why you couldn't do a background check and immediately get the answer. Why do we have to wait weeks or months to get that answer? Okay? We don't have to, not in this world. Not with with all of the computer systems we have, the technology we have. It's not necessary. We need to really get on that one. I hear little things coming out about the Second Amendment. A little bit more of a right here, a little bit more of a right there. You know, in New York State, and there's numerous other states, if you're carrying a weapon and they have a law, which doesn't have anything to do with me. It's not my law. It's not the law of the land. It's not the law of nature's God. Okay? But here in New York, if you're asked if you have a weapon and you're carrying, you have to say yes. And then they take the opportunity to start pursuing other things. They want to search your car. They want to know what's going on. They go through all, and they're going to look for violations. And that's what they're trained to do. They're trained to look for violations. They're looking to write more and more tickets and even arrest you. Okay? And there's certain benefits to them as a cop as they escalate greater and greater with different however all that works. I don't know. I'm not a cop. So, but the thing is, though, this is what they're trained to do. Okay, our law enforcers are not trained to enforce the law. They too are trained to enforce the code, which has nothing to do with we the people, nothing at all. Okay. Anyway. Amendment 17, extremely important, the balance of power, okay? They've taken away the balance of power. They destroyed the balance of power by Amendment 17 completely. The balance of power was out there between the three branches of government and the people, like a fourth branch. But we're not a fourth branch. We are the sovereign. We're above them. We, the people, ordained and established this Constitution for them to be obedient to. And if we don't know the Constitution, they don't know the Constitution. They have no clue of the Constitution. Biden, you remember him? The thing, you know, the thing. Come on. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad that we let those statements go by. But in any event, we need to fix these problems. Okay, so Amendment 17, Amendment 16 maybe, if we have to go there, Trump is working on that. That may all be done and gone, so we may only have to do four. And we may move the Amendment 13 to one of the other three. So let's say there's four cases we want to go through. These are the most important ones, and I might think of other things, but right now these are the most important ones. Okay. By the way, abrogation of the law of the land, that covers ultimately the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, the Seventh Amendment, and the Eighth Amendment. The Eighth Amendment is excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. You know, if you get arrested and you don't have a record, and you got roots in the community, you've been there all your life, bail is not required. Okay? They have to entrust that you're going to come back. And if they don't, they're going to get you. Well, they'll have to find you, but whatever. Okay? But that's the way it's supposed to be. Okay? But they put fines on people that can't afford these fines. Very few people can afford to pay a bail, put a bail. So anyway, these are the cases we need to go in for. Let's say four, because I think the Fifth Amendment, the 16th Amendment, which is this direct tax problem that's written up in the Constitution, we may stick that in one of the other cases, depending on what's going on at the time. But I think that one's going to work itself out this year. I do believe that. Okay, so each one of these is $5,000. But we don't have to wait to get up $5,000 to start the pursuits. You know, as soon as we get enough money to file one case, we'll file it. And then we'll need to get enough money to file for the appeal. Then once we have that money together, then we can start moving on the second case and the third case and the fourth case. You know, same thing, get enough money to be able to pay for the filing and then also to pay for the appeal. And then the last step of all of those will be getting in before the Supreme Court. And then, of course, the last part of that need for money is being able to go to Washington, two individuals to go up to Washington and pay whatever expenses are required to go there and stay overnight and also, you know, get there and back. Okay? So I'm estimating five. And anything left over goes to NLA. So $5,000 each. So anybody who wants to get their name in on this case, particularly the first case, is the one that people would want to get their case in before denial of due process. And I'm just going to brief through this, and I'm going to do a video, read the case, what I'm going to put together. I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet, and an introduction and how people can attach themselves to the case by doing an affidavit. So an affidavit, you can find this, and I'm just going to go through this quickly, on the front page, and I'm going to put more information here on this. Right now, it's affidavit for the U.S. Supreme Court to join our U.S. Supreme Court case concerning denial of due process, and I'll be putting more details here soon. Now, we have hundreds of people we've done cases for already, and I should hope that each one of them is going to want to put the affidavit in and attach their case, people who have lost their homes, people who have been denied due process and had to go to jail, people who have just been abused by all kinds of different courts and different things. But mostly those are the two most cases we focused in on. We did focus in on some others, but mostly those two items particularly. But if you click on the PDF, I lay it out. Very simple. Affidavit, your name. You go, I, your name, a fiend, being of lawful age, qualified and competent to testify to having firsthand knowledge of the following facts, to hereby swear that the following facts are true, correct, and not misleading. Okay, you put the case number of your court, the name of the court, the address of the court, the county you live in. You list out the plaintiffs, the defendants. I don't know whether you're a plaintiff or a defendant, whatever it is, you list that out. Is this a civil or a criminal case, and the date it was filed. That's the basic information, and a couple of sentences, one to four sentences most, one or two sentences is best, just given the case disposition, okay? And then, which I'm going to read right now because maybe people haven't ever read the Bill of Rights, okay? And these are the most important ones, okay? But let me just read through this real quickly. Read Amendment 4, and if your rights would be violated, write simple sentences or two describing the violation. Read Amendment 5 and 7. State that you were denied due process in a court of common law, also known as a natural law, by a free and independent jury of your peers. In criminal cases, state if you were not indicted by a grand jury in violation of your Amendment, Fifth Amendment right. Next point, read Amendment, 5, 6, 7, 8. So read Amendment 8, and if your rights were violated, write a simple sentence of two describing the violation. Note if you were denied filing a writ of error or habeas corpus, and I'm going to put some other writs that they've gotten rid of. Write a simple sentence or two describing the violation. Note if you were pressured to take a plea or you will receive a long jail sentence, write a simple sentence or two. That's a crime right there. Hey, buddy, you know, you better take a plea. They'll get your lawyer to tell you this. You know, take the plea because you're going to spend 20 years in jail. I can get you off for two. Come on, you could do it. You know how many people go to jail and don't belong there because of this? You know, the only people who have the ability to make a plea for people or make any arrangements is the jury itself, not some minion of the New World Order. So note if you were forced to take a plea and they threaten you with a long jail sentence, so on and so forth. Name the defendants with general description of case. Claim the damages. Well, that may be. Let me think about it. Name defendants with a general description of the case. And you may be the defendant, so I don't know. But some of these things don't apply, so you don't put it in. Claim the damages and the restitution that you were being sought. The type of case, non-judicial foreclosure, habeas corpus, any federal, state, federal court, state court, county court, city court, town court, any of those cases that denied you due process. If you went into those courts, you were denied due process because you did not get the law. You did not get a jury of your peers. Okay? So you were denied due process. You were hijacked into jurisdictions unknown, civil courts. You were denied due process. Keep everything short, no storytelling. Remember, less is more, just the facts. And that's what, this is it, a one-pager. I hope everybody sticks to one page, just work it out to stick to one page. The key thing is getting your case attached. That's the point, okay? And then you go get it notarized, and you send it to the address I mentioned. We could find it under donations, and with $100 to get your name in on the case and to file your affidavit. After which, I do think we can win the case because the times, they are changing. You know, the deep state is being taken out methodically. It's being destroyed around the world. You know, manufacturing is returning to the United States. We're going to go back to gold and silver. Everything's all set and ready to go. Again, I did a video on that. People need to go out and look at it if you haven't seen it. Peace around the world. Things are being worked on. All of this, anybody paying attention to what Trump is doing, stop listening to the crazy news out there. You know, you got to listen to people who know what's going on, X-22. And we know, particularly those two, are very important to listen to. I listen to them every single day because they have followed Q for years. And they know the plan. They've been laying it out. I've been following this for going back to 2017, the Q came out, I think, in 2018, somewhere around then, okay? Only was out a couple of years, and that was it. Said everything that had to be said, and Q is the highest level of secrecy in the government. Excuse me. It's military. Okay, so we're going to open up to questions in a few minutes, but I just want to read these amendments, because if you've never read them before and you never heard them before, you need to know them. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secured in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or thing to be seized. Even when they get the warrant, it doesn't fulfill that entire paragraph. You need to very closely look at that warrant. You need to see the signature of the judge. You need to see the sworn affidavit. You need to see what exactly they're looking for in the place of the things, exactly where to be searched. They'll come in and totally destroy your home, or they'll come in and totally destroy your car, rip it apart, and say, hey, we didn't find nothing, sorry, and leave. Or they'll put something there and arrest you. Fifth Amendment, no person shall be held to answer, let me get a little more light here, for a capital or otherwise infamous crime. Do you know what an infamous crime is? Okay. An infamous crime is any crime that requires a jail sentence. It's not the crime that's infamous. It's the penalty for whatever was done that makes it infamous. Okay. And that's an important point to understand. Okay. An infamous crime. Because they will tell you, you go to a town court, you go to a village court, you even go to a city court, okay, and even a county court, and I'm sure even a state court, and they don't bring a jury in, and they give you less than a year in jail, and they'll tell you, oh, you don't need a jury, and you don't need an indictment if you're going to jail for a year or less, okay? That's what they'll tell you. It's a lie from Hades. Okay, so no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on the presentment or an indictment of a grand jury, except in the cases rising in the land of naval forces or in the militia, when actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy. And they abuse that one too. Twice in jeopardy. Let me go back and read this sentence again. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy, or life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against yourself. And we're all witnesses against ourselves all the time. All the time. People, cop comes, ask questions, and fine, I'll answer the questions, but I learned I'm not answering any questions. Because you only get yourself in trouble. It just opens up more and more and more. They're skilled in this because they're trained in this. And eventually then you're on the side of the road and your car seats are pulled out and your trunk is disturbed and they're pulling up the carpets. You know, forget it. It's insane. Okay. Twice put in jeopardy, life or limb. Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against yourself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, property, without due process. Due process is a court, you know, a case in a court of law. And a court of law is that which is under natural law, which gives you the right to a grand jury indictment or leave me alone. If the people haven't indicted me, go away. And the right, and a free and independent grand jury and a free and independent trial jury. Because they're all stacked. And we talk about how they stack them. Go read the booklets, the blue books we put together. All the handbooks I put together are free from PDF downloads. So, not to be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And they do that all the time, too. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right of a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state, the district, wherein the crime shall have been committed. which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and the cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witness in his favor, and they'll destroy that. I can't tell you all the case. Can't bring that evidence in. We don't approve that. Nope, can't have that evidence either. Nope, we don't want you to have that. Before you know, you have no evidence. They do this all day long. You shouldn't be deprived of any evidence. That's for the jury to decide, not for that judge to decide. But we, the people, are too stupid and dumb. Okay? That's the problem. And I speak to myself first, because I was there too. I'm just not there anymore. Okay, for obtaining witnesses in his favor and to have assistance of counsel for his defense. Assistance of counsel. You can't be required to make that they give you a bar attorney, one of the minions of the New World Order, that's going to comply with the judge and the whole process. They don't have any good intentions for you. It's all about their job and their money and making sure that the judge doesn't put it to a point where they lose their license because they're not complying and adhering to the judge and his will, because that's how it works. If you've never been in court, you need to know this. One day you might find yourself in court, and all these things will be up against you. Amendment 7. In suits of common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of a trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of common law. They abrogated them. They're not there no more. There are no rules of common law. They don't exist in the courts no more. That's what we need to get back. Amendment 8, excessive bail. I read that, so I'm not going to read that again. Okay, so those are the amendments, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, that people have to examine concerning their case and write what they need to write in a sentence here and a sentence there. This has to be done in one page. There's no reason to go beyond. You're already putting, you already got your court case in, and the case number, name of the court, and all the case information is already there. That could be pulled together. But the point is really we're setting the stage to reopen, to pursue these cases, and to get due process. This is the beginning stage. And unless we do this, there is nobody out there doing this. If there is someone else out there doing this, please let me know as soon as possible. And maybe we can work with them. Or it's just some lawyer taking money who's never going to get to the process, to the point, never going to write the case to the point to be able to get it up to the Supreme Court. They're going to charge them so much money at some point so that they can't afford it and they can't take it to the Supreme Court. It's not going to get there. And Trump made this point just recently. He was angry when he was talking about this. How come no one's taking this case? Oh, it's $1 million to get up there. You know, he laid the whole thing out. I don't know how many people saw that. He was angry with the judges. I believe a lot of those judges are going to go to jail. They deserve it. They need to be hung, in my opinion. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to revisit this next week. I will make a note. And again, anybody gives a donation and you don't have a case, just send it to go. Just go up to the donation tab, put a donation. Just put a note in there what it's for so we know. Okay, if you're giving us money to help us take this into the courts, you know, the court cases into the court, just write that down, okay? Just, you know, a couple of words, you know, just make that point so we know, we can figure out what money is going where. Anybody that wants to get their case in, they have to send it in. They have to send in a notarized, you got to go get your affidavit put together. You got to go get it notarized. Usually go to the bank to do that, other places, but the bank is usually the place I know I go all the time. So you get your affidavit done. You want to get at least two copies of your affidavit, two originals. We need to get one original, and you need to keep original yourself. Okay, so we need originals. So with that original, we require you to get your name into this case, $100. Well, why should I pay any money, you know? Yeah, because it costs $5,000 to go through the process, and I ain't got it. So if we don't collect the money, we don't go to court. So anyway, if the people want liberty, if the people want this nation to be restored back to the law of the land, if they want to bring these people to justice, this is what is needed to be done. We need to set the stage, get this to the Supreme Court. We need to get the word out. Once I'm going to put this video together. I will post it up during the week, and I'll play it. It should be 20 minutes or less, I hope, but we'll see. I'll play it next week so everybody can hear it, but it'll be up there. We'll send out a letter, you know, an email letting people know it's up there and where to find it. And then you get that video, you know, go out to X or whatever social media you go to and plant it everywhere. Go out to, if you're on X, put National Liberty Alliance, follow us, and get it out, the video, to everyone you know. If you're on YouTube and Rumble, get it out to people you know. Go up and watch the video and get it out to podcasters. We need people from outside our, you know, membership here that have court cases. We're not doing this just for the people we did court cases already for, to help them, which we would expect every one of them would be coming into this. But in any event, you know, we'll see where, you know, people come for help and then they disappear and we don't hear from them anymore. And I don't know why. You know, people, maybe this is too much work for them. But I will quote Thomas Jefferson, and I quote him over and over and over again. If the people expect to be ignorant and free, they expect what never was and never will be. If you're here, you should be here to be learning. And if you got a case and you want, because at some point you're going to have to defend that case. We get things going, you're going to have to defend that case. And you want to do it without a lawyer. If you want to get a lawyer, hopefully we'll get rid of the bar lawyers. I mean, all these bar lawyers could become lawyers if they learn the common law and step away from, you know, the old stuff. But in any event, you can have assistance of counsel. You can run your own case and have a lawyer to help you get through the legal things here or there and assist you with this and assist you with that. But I wouldn't let a lawyer handle my case. Not at all. I would handle my own case, no matter what case I got going. But I might hire someone who has more knowledge of the system and just to get advice from that and see once what I can learn on that. But some people can't articulate themselves very well, but you better learn, you know. And that's why I tell people, you know, in the course particularly, you need to learn PowerPoint. Because when you can lay your whole case out on PowerPoint, and you could be talking, clicking, you're getting visual and you're getting audio at the same time going into the minds of these people on the jury. And you lay your whole case out, so you have a lot of time to think about it and how to put it through. The big things on how to question people, that's the biggest probably thing that you have to learn. But anyway, I certainly hope we can get our republic back, and I do believe we can if we do the things we need to do, and I think this nation is primed for it. Trump is ready to rock and roll on it. I can see it, and that's great support, administration court support, and if we can get, and look at the legislature is going to turn around pretty big, you know, next election, you know, both the Senate and the House. We'll get good support from those people, and the pressure, and the word is out. People are hearing it and seeing it, yeah, and understanding how they robbed us of our right of due process and how they abuse us, you know. Once all that exposure out and the jig is up, the judges come to, we're talking about the United States Supreme Court judges, the end is here, because that's where we're at. We're at that pinnacle right now. So the timing, I think, is perfect. And I think we can get this through within a year. I think we can get before the Supreme Court within a year. Because I'm going to say it again. Trial court can't hear it. We go in, we shouldn't spend but one day in that court, and they need to say, nope, sorry, can't do anything. Then we need to go to the appellate court. That might take 3 months, 4 months to go through that process. And they'll say, nope, can't do nothing for you. Now we move up to the Supreme Court. That could take 6 months to get in, so it could take a year to get us to the point of the... But we need the pressure out in the world here. We need the word out. We need people looking at this. We need people talking about this. The people saying, yeah, I understand now, and I want that back. We need our liberty. You don't have liberty. If you don't have due process, you don't have liberty. You know? So, anyway, I guess that's all I had to say. I spent a lot longer than I thought, but had to be said, and we need people doing things. Now, I got the queue open. Let me see if anybody's even in there. Yeah, we do have people in the queue. Okay. So, we're going to take questions, and we'll see where we go from there. Anybody else wants to get into the queue, *6 and 1 if you're on a phone. There should be a button if you're on an app or a browser. Let me take our first person here. John, you got the mic. How are you doing, John? Good to see you.
Good, yourself?
Good.
Are we going to have to get certiorari to get up to the Supreme Court?
Right.
And what do you do when they deny that?
Well, that's where the pressure comes in. That's where that we have a whole year. And we got 5 cases we tried to get through back. I like to make them a week apart. So when they get with the one case, a week later get another case, another case, another case. If we have the administration pushing for us, because Trump is pumping it right now, I'm really glad to see this. I'm really glad to see that he's pushing it. He's upset with this United States Supreme Court. He's upset with the trial court judges. He's disgusted with the whole thing. And we've been bombarding him with our papers, so I think we may have had some influence on all that. But he may have had this knowledge before. I mean, they've been abusing him for, 10 years now? In any event, I think we can get that support. We can get someone like Johnson up there in Congress, and some other certain congressmen and certain senators. We could probably get Kennedy, you know. Look, if we can get these people's attention on this, because once we file the case, and I know they're talking, and they all have the book. All the people I'm talking about, they all have the book, Government by Consent. So that covers so much of the problems of what we've been going through. And then it's up to the people to get this out into the media, to get it out onto the conversation, the social media talking about it, getting the video out that we're putting together, getting this out to podcasters. And hopefully podcasters will start calling us and want to interview us. And, you know, this is how we're going to make it work. It's not going to work any other way. Sometimes people come here and they're surprised they haven't heard about the stuff we're doing. Okay, so it's not going to be done unless the people want to get it done. And the people want to get it done, that means they got to put a few dollars into the game here, help support us to do these things, number one, and also start getting the word out. Now, I'm going to do this video, which will probably be the most powerful part of this whole thing. And if the video goes viral, we go viral. And that puts us into another problem now, because, again, we have to be able to fix our website up, because we are in a very precarious situation with our website as far as stability is concerned, because we're so far behind. And it's going to cost us quite a bit to put that up. But we'll see what kind of money comes in. Hopefully enough money comes in, we could do that too, because we need to do it in order to handle critical mass. But even if the website goes down for a while, hopefully people will realize that and start giving us money then, and because then we'll be back up again. But even if the website goes down, we're still out there on X, we're still out there on Rumble, we're still out there on YouTube, and if we're getting interviews, then we're out there all over the place, and more people coming in, giving $5 a month or more, that also will pay for getting help to get the site back up to par where it belongs, and so on. So I do have a lot of I do strongly believe we're going to accomplish the goal, and I think within a year.
Do I understand that correctly? When you got 4 or 5 cases, you said you might roll the 16th Amendment into the other 4. But if necessary
at the time, we might roll it in, because Trump is working on that. He's very clear that the Fed is out. He's very clear on that now.
I understand that, but I mean, does that mean if you had 4 cases, you're trying to roll them through, that you need $5,000 for each case, so you're getting $20,000 to get them pushed through?
Yeah, $5,000 for each case, because, again, You know, we figure out, let me see if I have this notes here. Hang on a minute. I think I broke some things down. Let's see.
You had broken down in there, yeah. I think it was like...
The thing is this, is that to do the fees, okay, the fees are probably collectively maybe $1,500, roughly speaking. All of the mailings and the copies, you know, the Supreme Court copies, you need a lot of them. And also traveling expenses to Washington, D.C., and there'll probably be two of us going out there to make the argument. And whatever money is left over, that $5,000 will go into NLA. And maybe that'll be enough to put the website back together. So we got five potential cases. And I think I'm going to do the 16th Amendment anyway. Maybe not on its own. Maybe on its own. I don't know yet. But the reason why I may do the 16th Amendment is because of property tax.
Right, because that is a direct tax.
Yep.
So to reiterate that, I mean, if you got the five cases... Is it $5,000 for total five or $25,000 for a total of five?
Oh no! Well, I'm going to break it down to four, I believe. So it'll be $20,000, $5,000 each one. Yeah, because again, each one of them has its own fees. It's mailing, copies, serving, and going out to Washington for each one of them. Because there's no, you know, if you even with all went through, you're not going to go out to Washington once and argue all four cases. It'll be back to back to back if we can get it in. And I do believe, look at, these cases are so fundamental to who we are as a people. With enough exposure, pressure from the administration, pressure from the good people that are in our legislatures, you know, and the most important thing. Is getting the information out to the people and who are watching and talking about it now. That's what's going to get them to the point. They're not going to be able, because at that point, especially if I'm being interviewed, okay, I'd be giving updates on where we're at, what we're doing, so on and so forth. And especially at the point when we are, trying to get before the Supreme Court, if they're denying hearing the case, we'd be talking about it, and it's not going to look good for them. But again, I do believe that they know the jig is up. There's a new sheriff in town, and we're going back to where we belong, and people are going to jail. And some people, I do believe, are going to hang. And so I think the timing is perfect, in my opinion. We have been waiting for this timing. And I've been waiting. In my mind, the whole thing... other than, of course, we need the support of the people, which we really don't have enough of that. But in my mind, the whole thing has always been the timing would be right when Trump starts talking and his administration starts talking about these corrupt judges. Something needs to be done. Okay? Why hasn't these things gone up to the Supreme Court? Why isn't someone up there arguing that case? But then after that, he made the point, you know, that, well, you know, it does cost $1 million to get up there.
Yeah, well, yeah, and we're casting our pearls before swine, too. I mean, one of the Supreme Court justices, she can't even tell the difference between a man and a woman. She can't define a woman, for crying out loud.
Yeah, because she's subverting our entire nation. They bring in laws from out in the world that has nothing to do with us. Not even the civil law that they got, that they put together with their corrupt rules, they go even beyond that, okay? And they make it. They don't adhere to the Constitution at all. They're in bad behavior. They have to at least be thrown off. You know, they have to be impeached at minimum, at bare minimum. But I think it's subversion. And if the case could be proven, then they go to jail.
She's stupid. You can't fix stupid, okay?
Well, you can't, but you can put stupid in jail. But look, Trump just said on the plane just recently, not on the plane, I forget where it was, but just today or yesterday, I heard this, and he talked about the corruption at the Supreme Court. He said, "Are you saying there's corruption? What proof do you have?" "You'll see." That was his answer. "You'll see." So he's got proof of that corruption. Okay? The timing is perfect. If the people step up and do what has to be done, the timing is perfect.
Well, if it's meant to be, it will be. I mean, we'll talk people getting money and try to get it together, and hopefully people see the value of it. So,
right. Well, that's true. And if they don't do it, then we don't do it, because I can't do the impossible, and we'll just continue to do whatever we can do and just move on. you know, but shame on the people if they don't support this. Shame on anyone that doesn't support this. Even if they just throw us $5, okay, come on, something. But, you know, if you're going to give that one-time donation, you need to make the point this is for the cases, okay, the Supreme Court cases. That's what it's for. So we know. And I'll give an account. Next week I'm going to give an account of whatever money comes in, and I'm hoping not to say, well, we collected, let's say this week, let me tally it up here, okay, we collected $0. I hope not to say that.
Yep, yep.
Or $10, you know? So.
Well, that'll tell you a lot, one way or the other, I think. Do you know if anything has ever come of the Brunson case? They're up to the Supreme Court, aren't they?
You know, I haven't heard anything on that in a long time, and that means to tell me that it hasn't really gone where they were hoping to get it, so...
Because that was almost a slam dunk, too, when they just ignored it.
Yeah, but the timing was off. I've always known the timing was off, not only for them. Look, we've been working on this for so long, and we've been doing so many cases for the purpose of taking it to the Supreme Court. You know, we've got hundreds of cases laid out. And again, the cases show that whatever you do, whether it's in Pennsylvania, California, Ohio, New York, New Hampshire, it does not matter where the federal court is. They all break the law in the same way, and that proves conspiracy.
Yeah, well. They
do the same thing. Every one of them. That's conspiracy. That's not a coincidence.
Yeah,
so,
you say that you're a conspiracy theorist, right?
Well, it'll be a conspiracy fact because it can. How can it possibly be a coincidence, you know?
I'm yanking your chain, John.
Yeah, I know. But the facts are there. And I always knew, and I've talked about this, you know, quite often over the past months particularly, and in the past, you know, I always knew we had to get to the point where the administration starts talking about this, because that's when we're primed. Because we're not going to get anywhere until they understand and they're talking about it. Trump himself is talking about it, and he's talking about it with anger and with venom. He says, "You will see." And he moves to the next person, you know?
He's blunt. There's no doubt about that. People ask him that, almost get accusatory, and he just turns right back on him. I said, I got a kick out of that. You know, people aren't used to that.
His entire administration is like that. They're all good. He picked the great people. So.
I know why, the Secretary of War, I got a kick out of that because they keep on saying Department of Defense, but it's Department of War now. Hegseth. I heard him speaking in a meeting I was at one time. He's pretty sharp. So.
He is. They all are. Every one of them. They're good. Rubio, I think he's really great, you know, and even the vice president, you know, he's really good too. They can talk, they can deal with this media. They turn everything around on them all the time. They make morons out of them, which is what they are, you know. All these intelligent people, you know, you could be extremely intelligent and still be stupid. And I can give you a lot of examples. I'll take you to any courthouse and I'll show you a whole bunch of stupid people that are greatly intelligent. Highly intelligent, but they're stupid.
Yeah, know? Well, the problem with that, John, is that these stupid people are making them, convincing us that we should pay them hundreds of dollars an hour to represent us. You know what I mean?
And we pay it. Unbelievable.
Stupid.
Yeah. There is a saying, stupid is a stupid something, whatever. I don't know, whatever it is. But, yeah, look, we're dumb to pay these people this money. But, you know, look, learn to take care of your own business. I tell you what, every child coming out of school should know how to walk into a courtroom and take care of their business, whether they're coming in as a plaintiff or a defendant, okay? And that should be taught in every school. Children have the ability in 12 years to learn so, so much more. One of the other problems is teachers don't know how to teach, you know? They just don't know how to teach. They need to start. Well, teachers are supposed to learn how to teach, but they're not learning how to teach, okay? You know, you don't want to teach children to remember things, to, you know, have memory of this, you know, this dates and this, that, and the other thing. No, you need to really teach them how to think. And the dates and individual names of individuals, you know, maybe the founding fathers or whatever the case may be, that'll kind of stick in with it if they're putting things together and thinking and taking the things that they learned, because they need to learn how to think, not what to think, but how to think.
You know, I know a lot of Amish, you know, and they go to school for 8 years, okay? You said 12 years. 8 is plenty, okay? Other 4 is indoctrination. So, I mean, they got to be able to learn how to read and write, and the Amish kids can do that. That's amazing. You talk to them, they're pretty smart, but it's because they were taught to learn, not taught to teach them. They were taught to learn. They understand the basics of the thing, and if you got the basics, you got everything.
Yeah, and technology has destroyed us. You know, just this evening I came across on YouTube and I saw this thing, what it was like to grow up in the 50s and the 60s.
That was me.
Did you see that? I turned it on and it was, you know, I couldn't believe it was so great. They made the point, you know, especially during the summer, you know, you'd have breakfast and you'd go out and your mother would tell you, hey, make sure you're home in time for dinner. You spent the whole day outside. We did all kinds of things, man. I grew up in the city, and I've spoken to people who grew up in the country, and they did a little bit different things because they had more to the nature than what we had, and we were in the city. But you all day long. I mean, I was all over the Bronx. You know, moving, you go, you're walking around or taking a bus, you know, for 10 cents, you'd be able to go into a bus, and even if you change from one bus to another bus or to a, you'd get a transfer, you know. So you only paid that 10 cents, you can go anywhere in New York City, you know.
It's amazing right now. A silver dime costs you 6 Federal Reserve notes right now, you know that?
I know.
So for 6 bucks, you'd be riding all the buses all day long, yeah.
Yeah, 2/5 of a penny. So.
Yeah, my growing up was in the 50s and 60s, but all we ever did was work. We had a small farm, and I was in the construction business, and that was summers after school and Saturdays. I worked, and we weren't working out there. We were working at the house, in the garden, and the farm, and so you had a lot of time to run around. I was working all my life, but I learned how to work. How's that sound? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, look at life was so different. You know, once technology came, you know, I mean, you know, I jumped into it real quick because I was in business, and goodness, you know, a computer was great to be able to do estimates on and things of that nature, and everything was so quick. But it became so destructive, especially to the younger people.
Well,
you know?
if you're driving a nail, a hammer is a great thing. If you got to crunch a lot of numbers, a lot of information, a computer is a great thing. You know, it's a tool. But you got to treat it as a tool.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I don't go out and play games or anything on the internet. I do watch certain videos and stuff, but I look for videos that give me something to learn, ultimately.
Yep.
You know? So,
let's see how it works, what the numbers are next week.
Yeah, we'll see what the will of the people is, whether they want their liberty back, whether they want the republic to be restored, whether they want the due process and the natural law back into the courts. Well, we're going to find out if people want to do that. So, you know, I've come to the point, I can't do no more. I mean, I'll continue to do whatever I can do, but I can't do no more with, you know, putting cases in and building the website, and you know, and again, there's been a few people who've given us big dollars from time to time. I'm really thankful for that, and that keeps us going, especially when times get real bad. All of a sudden something comes up and pop, you know. So
life goes on until it doesn't, John. Never had to worry about it, right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Life goes on until it doesn't, then we don't have to worry about it anymore. So
that's right, yeah.
But we better keep working while we're here.
Yeah, well, occupy.
Yeah. All right. Let somebody else on.
Occupy till the Lord comes.
So. There you go.
All right, John. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next caller. Let's see. Hopefully, I don't kick nobody out with this next button thing. Let's see. Who got the mic now? Whose mic open? I guess nobody. Let me open it manually. Cynthia Joe. Hang on. Let me get you unmuted. And, hey, John, I'll leave you unmuted in case you want to pipe in on something.
Thank you.
Cynthia Joe, go right ahead. You got the mic.
Aloha. Can you hear me?
Aloha. We haven't heard from you in a long time. I knew your name was familiar. How's things out there in Aloha land, Hawaii?
Well, I'm calling to report good news. And so I had filed my case. And this is related to a former employer all around the COVID stuff and, you know, them not following due process for contract and then terminating me without due process. So anyway, I took your course live, the Court Access Court in 2023, and then I ended up filing January 28th, 2025. And the good news is I have made it through the dismissal phase at this point in federal court because of what I've learned in your class.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and hopefully other people are glad to hear that and will take the course because everyone should do it.
Oh my gosh. And so, I mean, I want to say, you know, I have been 4.5 years studying this process. We did the whole course with you live in 2023. And I mean, I knew absolutely nothing. I didn't really know what a plaintiff or defendant was. I didn't know what a motion was. I didn't know anything. And your classes and your resources, and we bought your books and all that really, you know, helped us. And I really stuck to, I just kept remember you saying in federal court, all you do is argue due process, due process, due process. And that's what I did. And I also really stuck with the one verb, one subject, or one noun, one verb.
Right, very important, yeah.
Very important. And we had a little, there was, my husband was on the class with us, and then another friend of ours, and then another friend, he had been, he bought your books and stuff. So we've had a study team basically for, gosh, going on 2 years now. And so I have help getting editing and, you know, tossing around ideas. And I've been learning a lot. That, believe it or not, it seems like the judge has been very understanding of the pro se leniency. And although in terms of the first dismissal that I submitted my case, and then the first dismissal was just like you said, Rule 12, you know, A, B.
All the time.
All the time. And the judge came back and said denied to the defendant. And this is an attorney, deputy attorney general. And then she allowed me, she granted me leave to amend my case, and it was really amazing at first when I read her order. I was just like, what? And then I just kept rereading it, like you said, just keep rereading it. All of the big ideas are one sentence at a time, one simple sentence. And so I finally realized after reading her order about three times, I thought, oh my gosh, I finally started to see that she had given me clues exactly what needed to happen in one sentence per paragraph she gave me. And so then I had to do an amendment, and then I filed that amendment in the fall, this last fall, and then the Deputy Attorney General came back with these really lame procedural excuses that were just, you know, stall tactics, and she, as of last Tuesday, March 3rd, denied those. So it's pretty doggone exciting. And then I have to, she's letting me, when I first served the papers of the lawsuit, it was to a state, I don't want to say official, but someone in, you know, the education world. And so I had to go around, and I'm working on that right now, filing or process serving him in his individual capacity, which is, I didn't understand that, but I'm learning. So she gave me extended time to give the serve the paper in his individual capacity, and that's happening. I'm in touch with the process server over on that island who helped us originally. So it's moving along, and I mean, all glory to God, because he was just the whole time writing, the Holy Spirit. Every time I'd sit down to write, and I would just pray, and the Holy Spirit was with me, and there were really, you know, when they did their first motion to dismiss, it was just such a horribly, just like you talked about, written paper and just trying to figure out what they were saying and how they were saying it. And it was all new to me. And it was the most frustrating moment of needing to learn how to reply to or oppose their dismissal. But I made it through all by God, because God's moving me through this. And let's see, I'm just looking at my notes here. The other thing was, there's another woman that was took your class that we touched base with during the class, and she's over in Illinois. She might be on the call tonight, and she also took your live court access class, and she is in state court over COVID stuff and state, you know, her former employer was also a state agency, and she has also made it past the dismissal stage.
Well, this is great news for us to hear, and people are having some success with this. Yeah. And again, everybody should learn these things. You know, they should know how to take care of their own legal business. Why give all your money to some lawyer? You know, I've been involved with people who were getting divorces, and they some people spend so much money to give. And I always tell people, why do you do that? I mean, you maybe you're not getting along with your spouse, but you got to find a way to sit down with the spouse and make them realize, look, you ain't getting nothing, I ain't getting nothing, because the lawyer's going to take it all. Why don't we just sit down and figure things out, and let's compromise here and compromise there, write it down on the paper, tell the judges what we're going to do, and that's it, move on, you know?
Through my whole process of people, I've heard that a lot from everybody. Well, get an attorney. I'm just like, you have no clue what you're saying, so yeah. I don't even want to go there with you. And it's also locally in our local court, there is our little posse. We have for the past, 2 years, almost 3 years, because we started when we were taking your class 3 years ago now, and we have consistently gone in and, sat in the courtrooms and just randomly go up and audit. And it's really amazing now, because one of the main judges, he actually is like, oh, hey, hi, thanks for coming in, and when the court's over for that session or whatever. And we're really learning a lot from him. And there's another judge, same court, where she actually now, she didn't used to, but now she has in her courtroom a very nice, fairly large display, bigger than legal size paper and wider than that, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and she has hung that more recently.
That's like she woke up, huh?
We were blown away. We were like, whoa. So I think, by everybody taking time and going and sitting in court and getting several people, and then it's really made a difference, because they know that there's people coming in and watching, and even all the attorneys, they're all in court, and, the public defenders and somebody that might not know go, oh, who are they? And then someone's like, oh, they're just auditing, and it's becoming familiar. And
yeah, you learn a lot by going into the court and just sitting listening to other cases and different procedures going on. You learn a tremendous amount right there, between taking the course and then going in and doing that, reading court cases, particularly Supreme Court decisions, helps to learn how to write and different things you can use as leverage. I mean, this is how you learn.
It's really outstanding. And then we actually had a gentleman here who had gotten, pulled over for a few years ago, maybe it was 2 years ago, for not turning on his turn signal, and he chooses not to have a, quote, driver's license. And anyway, he did all these motions and paperwork, and the traffic courts, as we know, are administrative courts. These lower judges kept ignoring, and he finally got it up to one of the real judges. And that was really fascinating, because the judge sat there and was reading this paper to him, and we were all listening, and the judge was just going on and on about this many days, that many days, days, this, that, and I'm like, why is he talking about all these days? But it really matters in the court system. So anyway, they dismissed his case with prejudice. No ticket, no nothing. He, you know, did no demand that he has to get a driver's license and all that. So that was another big win. And watching the judges handle the pressure of someone standing on their own was really fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Well, the times, they are changing, and some people that are, you know, part of the minions of the New World Order hopefully are waking up, and I know there are some, but, I mean, you're talking about people who may be waking up, and sounds like they are, and this is the big thing. And just a quick note concerning the course, you know, when someone comes in and signs up on the course, your whole family can take the course. I mean, you only one person needs to sign up. And even if two or three people come together to work off of it, that's fine too. You know, the only thing is you have to be on that one computer that has the access to be
right.
able to get into the course. That's the only thing.
We did that. We had different, you know, we had three of us. I think there's some other, I knew there was at least a handful of people across the Hawaiian Islands doing that, because I heard about it from a woman in Oahu. And so, like, our study group, our posse, we all took it separately at our own homes, you know, because for here it was, I mean,
yeah,
we were...
it's convenient that way, and also, you know, it's very inexpensive, really. I mean,
really?
You know, for a 90-hour course. You know?
Yes, and I mean, because for us it was 6 a.m. in the morning, you know, so that we all were just rolling out of bed and getting in front of the computer, you know. And then lastly, on one other couple, just two last points, is you were talking about, you know, the corruption in the courts and the jail system, and I listened to a very interesting interview with Ryan Zink, Z-I-N-K, and he was a J-6er, you know, harmed, I don't like to use the word victim, but he was, and he had to go through all of the court system, and he was actually on Tucker Carlson sometime in February, and he gets very descriptive of how they literally, within the jail system in D.C. and throughout the nation, how he just kept getting moved around. And
well, diesel therapy.
Yeah, and they, yep, and they, you know, he explains in detail how they tried to kill him and the food, but chemicals on his food, and then really interesting Somalian jailer people in the D.C. jail system that are Somalians, and had to have been a private jail. I don't know, but if anybody wants to hear a true story, and the amazing thing, this guy, Ryan Zink, is such a patriot. He's not giving up, and he's not giving in, and he is running for Congress in Texas. And so if anybody wants to really hear...
Is that Zinc, Z-I-N-C, or Z-I-N-K, or what is it?
Yeah, Z in zebra, I, N as in Nancy, K as in...
Yeah, K and K. I say that too sometimes. So,
but
Ryan Zink. Okay, yeah, and that's on Tucker. And you say
yeah,
it was the beginning of the year, maybe February.
Yeah, that was in February. It was on Tucker Carlson podcast, and it really.
You don't have the direct link to that, do you?
I could look and then send it to the mail at.
Yeah, if you find it, send it to mail. You know, I'm definitely going to go look. I'd like to hear that that interview.
That's exactly what you're saying. I mean, the corruption in this poor man. I mean, the stuff that he went through, and he didn't even. I'll find it, and then I'll give you the link in the to their mail at National Liberty Alliance. So that's it. Oh, and then the other one last thing, finally, there's another really awesome podcaster that's been around for about a year, and his name is Matt Morse. I guess in Morse code. Matt Morse TV, and he's on Rumble and YouTube, and he just really does.
Well, you can try to make a connection with us with them, or anybody can make a connection with any of these podcasts. Is I'll go on and talk. All you got to do is just make the first contact, and then get that info, the necessary info, to Jan at nationallibertyalliance.org, And then, you know, I'll work that out with him to get a connection for the first interview, a private interview with the podcaster, and hopefully
well,
make a reason.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not really doing interviews right now, but he just does a really great job. But like if someone does a $5 donation, like a Rumble rant or a whatever super chat on YouTube, you can put in what you want, and he's just super new. So, but he's really great, and I don't even know how to get a hold of him. But Matt Morse TV, and like I said, Morse code is, you know, Morse, M-O-R-S-E. So anyway, I just wanted to give you an update. I'm still working, and we're just really thankful for your class, and that gave me all the confidence to do what I'm doing, and all by God, because there's no way I'm doing this on my own.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know in the course it sounds overwhelming as you go through, but if you just go through it and just, you know, and then you come back the second and third time maybe, but the thing is that once you get through the whole thing, you kind of get the gist of the big focus, and that's the key, to get that picture, a little bit of a framework in your brain, and then once you have that framework, now you go back and you really start to intensify, and you have places to put that information because you've been through it. I tell people in the course not to take notes, just listen and just continue, or you can make some, a word note here or there, just a list of ideas, but you really want to just listen, and you can go back, because you can freeze the videos, and you can, make notes off of that, to things, I got to write this down for that, or whatever, but first, just to get the general understanding of the whole process, you just go fly through it, and again, once you get into the course, it'll be there, as long as the website is up, it'll be there for access, for as long as you live, it's going
to
be there.
That's really helpful, going back and being able to, like you said, we don't really need to take notes, because if you've laid it out so well on the court, once you have court access, access to the class, then all of your notes are on there.
Yeah, you got everything, all your papers, the forms, and when you're going in, for instance, you're going to do discovery, you can always go back into the course and start to really focus in on that section on discovery, you know, and how that process works. So, and again, everybody, this should be taught in schools. Every child should know it by the time they get out of school.
Very much so, very much so. Okay, great. Well, thank you. And
okay, appreciate it.
The good news, and keep praying for next settlement.
Yeah, well, amen. And, God bless you out there in Hawaii. I know it's, what time is it for you right now?
Oh, gosh, it's 5:10.
Okay, so it's 5 in the morning. So.
Afternoon.
Oh, it's in the afternoon. Oh, okay. I thought it was. Let me think about this. Okay, 5. Okay, yes. Yeah, so it's during the day. That's much better then.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Well, thank you all.
Okay. Bye bye. Thank you.
You know, John, it's interesting. She mentioned the January 6th. I was down there, and I can tell you exactly what it was. It was a riot by the Capitol Police.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
A lot of people talk about that. I was there. My brother was there. About 3 or 4 of us went down there, and it was a riot by the Capitol Police. Is exactly what it was. I'm not sure who was running them, but that was. It breaks my heart when I hear that, because I know another lady that spent a bunch of time in prison, and she said exactly the same thing. And she was railroaded, and she was trying to take the course when she was in court. So, but it breaks my heart. It really does.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Yeah, I know a few people that were down there, and one person did go to jail for a short period of time, but got out rather quickly, and, you know. But in any event, that was a horror story out there. Okay, let me open up the last person. I'll leave you open, John, if you want to comment on anything. We got one other person in the queue here. Maybe they can give us their first name and their state. Just unmuted you. 816 area? That's what it looks like, yeah.
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you. First name and state.
Okay, LaRonda from Missouri.
Okay, LaRonda, yeah. I remember you.
Okay. In the past 2 weeks, I attended 4 different estate planning events and learned that attorneys and courts are taking advantage of the people that has no knowledge of the process.
Mm-hmm.
All of the events were free to attend, as they would discuss wills, how to avoid probate, revocable trust, and irrevocable trust. Mm-hmm. At no time ever did one mention paid on death, POD, or transfer on death, TOD, which means the same thing. It's that some states call it one thing, another state the other. Mm-hmm. TOD and POD avoids probate. A beneficiary can be added, say, to your vehicle at the DMV for approximately $18, and for no cost, you can add someone to your bank account as your beneficiary and to your real estate property. A beneficiary deed simplifies estate planning for your real estate property that needs to be filed and recorded at the Recorder of Deeds office in your county of the property for approximately $15 that offers a cost-effective solution to probate and ensuring that your loved ones can inherit your property with minimum hassle.
Well, people have to avoid the probate court. I know people who think that they got to go to probate court for certain situations, and they don't. Oh, probate court ultimately, they gain jurisdiction when there is nobody that has the authority to deal with the estate or whatever the case may be, and if you go into that court, they'll just appoint some lawyer anyway who'll steal all your money and waste the time in the court, and they'll just take that everything you got. So you got to stay out of probate court at all costs, and you got to understand how you could do that. So
yeah. I would suggest that you contact Legal Shield and pay the $37.95 for 1 month. And for that cost, they would assign you a law firm that will provide you with forms to create a last will and testament for no cost.
And Legal Shield, is that part of Prepaid Legal?
That's what it used to be called.
Is that what it was? Because I used to belong to that some years back, and it was very good, especially for tickets. If you get a speeding ticket or something, they always beat it every time, you know. So,
but also, they would create a last will and testament for no cost. You pay the $37.95. That's how much their if you want their services, that's how much it costs a month. But if you just need to have this type of stuff done, just pay the $37.95 for 1 month, and for the cost, they would assign you a law firm that will provide you with forms to create a last will and testament for no cost. Also, they will include the general durable power of attorney, the durable power of attorney for your health care, and a HIPAA privacy authorization form. The durable power of attorney for health care and a HIPAA privacy authorization form needs to be filed with your primary care provider. If you would like to have a revocable or irrevocable trust, again, Legal Shield will assign you to an attorney that would automatically give you a 25% discount. And I called him, and he was talking between $750 and $1,500. When the attorneys at the event that I attended said it would cost $3,700, another said $3,900, and another said $4,000 for the revocable or irrevocable trust. Again, if you have a TOD or POD, you don't need a trust, and it avoids probate. So Can you see how the attorneys and the courts are taking your money and how the public is not being informed? I'm on a mission. And now I will be attending these events and will bring up the questions about the POD and TOD to see how they respond, and I want to do that to educate the people, and this is my way to give back to the community, and I suggest you and all of the other peoples do the same.
Well, absolutely. Look, I'm going to, because I was a member of Prepaid Legal years ago, and, you know, one of the things that Prepaid Legal also offered was so many hours of court time, and then so much an hour after that time period. So, you know, if you're going to go into, first of all, I'll add that to the course. I'll add the information. I'm going to look up into it, write some information about it, and I'll post the contact information in the course, and I'll put it up on the website also. And so people should tie into that, because if you do go into court, it's always good to have a lawyer that at least can advise you, because that's the key thing. You want to run your own case. You need to know how to do that. But when you get stumped and you're not sure how to go this direction, that's when you can ask the question to that lawyer. And I know you get a lot of free time on the phone. You can call up and ask any question, and they give you information. So I don't know if it's changed much, you know, from Prepaid Legal to Legal Shield now, but I'm definitely going to look it up and see once how we can add it to what we're doing. Because, again, it's good to have the ability to talk to someone who knows how the court system works for advice. But I would, unless you have to, I mean, if it's a speeding ticket or something, I'd just let them have it. I think I used to pay like $50 or $60 if you get a ticket and you call up, you get those, you know, it costs you $60, and they'll get a lawyer to take care of it. And every time, it's always been thrown out, no points, that's it. Every single time. Because I got a heavy foot on the pedal, so. But now I'm back now, not anymore. I'm really backing off. So.
Okay, well, what I had did was I had written down what I read, and so I'll send you that. And also, the lady that was before me, she said she was going to send you the information in regards to that Tucker Ryan. What's his name? Ryan. I was going to ask that you forward that to me also.
Yeah, well, what I'll do is if she sends it to me, it's Ryan Zink is the person that he was interviewing. It was back in February. I'm going to try to look it up myself, too. But next week, I'll make note of it, and I'll make a note to just mention where it's at. So,
okay, now is National Liberty Alliance in New York?
Yeah, that's where we're located, yeah.
Okay, now, so what type of entity is National Liberty Alliance? Is it a non-for-profit, for-profit, or what?
Oh, no, none of that. It's just we didn't file with, well, we do have an EIN number because we have a, what do you call it? A checking account, but it's a trust. I created a trust. It's a common law trust.
Oh, okay, because I know you was talking about this and that as far as funding and whatever.
Yeah,
I thought you might have been one of those.
I have information how to create a trust. I think I got some information in the course, but I also have information on our law page where you can get a lot of information, you know, like a handbook that you can download and create your own trust.
Because I was going to suggest that you know, if you was one or the other or whatever, I was going to suggest as far as funding that you start applying for grants or something.
Yeah, so. But I don't want to get into the government game. I don't want to get nonprofit or anything. I just don't even deal with the government at all. I formed a trust myself. I filed it with the county and of course with my bank account. And it's in my file, and that's that. You know, it's on the record. That's all.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not filing. I don't, you know, there's nothing involved with non-profits or, you know, because then you get stuck into the government game and, you know,
or
they don't realize that I exist, so to speak.
Or an S corporation or something like that, yeah.
Well, I did all my businesses on S corporations, and I always also did a DBA at the same time. So, you know, and I had quite a few S corporations when I was in business.
Okay. So. Well, that was all I had to say, and I thank you, and we'll be in touch.
Okay. All right, and we'll try to get that information out when I get it. I'll mention it next week. I'll make a note on that. If I miss it, I'm sure someone will say, hey, did you get that info? But, you know, we'll take it from there. Okay?
Okay, then. Okay, bye-bye.
We're going to end our program. We're way over, so. All right, good night. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming, and Lord willing, we'll see you next Monday, and let's save the Republic. It's up to the people.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.